Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, that was Emma.
Guys, I'm having really bad allergies.
It's either allergies or sick.
Yeah, but I think it's allergies.
The other day, Caroline and I called Emily on a three-way phone call about dad's birthday or something. And yeah. We're talking, and then when Emily picked up, she was like, oh. I thought we had the wrong number. Like, I was like, oh. And then it was like, and Caroline was like, are you?
And Emily?
And then Hannah did it too.
Caitlin proceeded to hysterically laugh for about 60 straight seconds.
I was like, you sound like a man.
Yeah,
you do.
She's a little stuffed up.
I'm very stuffed. And then it's like, so this Caroline and I hysterically laughing, making fun of her voice. Emily dead silent. And then she's like, okay, glad you guys think this is funny.
Like, she was like not amused
not
at
even
all.
Slightly.
So tired.
Were you so mad at us?
I was just like, he saw me laying on the bed with the conversation. I was just like,
And then literally as soon as it ended, she just like hits end, puts the phone down and picks the remote up and presses play. Not saying a word.
Oh, what were you watching? What are you watching?
We were watching
One Tree
Hill.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
One Tree Hill.
The only reason he's watching is because I'm rewatching.
All right, well, thank you.
Oh, she's defending him. Yeah.
But don't you like that show?
No.
What's the one you like?
This one's
you
a
like
great
Desperate
time.
Housewives.
Actually, no. I do like One Tree Hill. But not because it's a good show, because I have a great time watching it and we make fun of it together.
Okay. Yeah. Do you like Lucas or Nathan?
Oh, Lucas is gone.
He's long gone.
Oh, you're deep.
Oh,
yeah,
deep.
We have like maybe.
Season 8?
I think we're on season 8.
Wow.
Wait, Lucas leaves the show?
Caitlin.
I don't even know if
season
I, maybe
6?
I need to watch.
I think
it's
the last season.
From a
She's
show.
Like Gonzo,
from 2006.
Gonzo?
Him and Peyton, they quote unquote move away with their child.
Oh, they have a child.
Yeah, remember she almost dies giving birth?
Have you ever watched the show?
No,
Caitlin! Oh my gosh! No.
I do. Because I remember he has that whole emotional speech about like—
What are you?
About him wanting her to like end the pregnancy. And she's like, I won't do that.
Yeah,
and it's like
it's
a whole
it's really
emotional
heavy.
Speech.
It gets,
it's very heavy.
Very
this
heavy
This podcast
for a while.
Is so cutting edge. We're talking about
One Tree—
We're like reviewing a show from
Tree Hill that was
20 years ago.
1990.
On the WB.
It really was.
Literally on the WB.
No, not WB. It was CW.
CW.
No, it was WB.
No. Really?
I think.
Oh, didn't WB
because
WB
it was WB
CW?
Before CW, wasn't it?
Oh.
Wow.
It was like the adult WB.
I think it was just the WB.
No,
at the
I
time.
Think WB just got changed to CW.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This is just as interesting as One Tree Hill.
So, I'm sorry.
Let's debate that some more.
We're watching One Tree
Hill.
It's like, you know, on this season, I can't believe we're still talking about it.
Oh my goodness.
No.
See, because Matt's into it.
They, for whatever reason, they made the decision in the opening credits of the show to do all these like covers of the theme song, and they're horrible.
Of the Gavin DeGraw, like, I don't want to be anything. And they are so horrendous. Like, they should have been thrown off the stage. Like, recorded them.
Every single time the show starts, me and Emily look at each other. We're like, you got to be kidding me with this.
Anyway, this is not interesting.
It's not.
Okay.
This is not interesting. I hate you guys.
Wait, so when you're doing someone's makeup in the morning, do you feel self-conscious that you're like going to be breathing your allergy?
Yes, Caitlin. Oh, okay. I kind of have anxiety about
it. Oh, you do? I apologize. Maybe you should wear a mask.
No.
Because then they're like going to think you have COVID that's drawing attention.
I'll just be like, oh my gosh, my allergies are killing me.
It's like my allergies are so annoying.
Yeah.
And then okay.
You have to like do your own makeup before you go do that because you're like face to face with them the whole day.
No.
I feel like you guys go kind of scrub.
No. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Wow.
I do like casual. The same thing I do for like my other job. Like I just
like,
do
like a basic.
Very basic, light. I look really not good.
You get as prepared for the wedding and these people as you do for dogs.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. No, but listen, Emily doing her basic makeup like that she just does to go to her vet job is like me like at my prom. Like
no,
that's like the most amount of, like I don't even know how to do special makeup.
Your makeup looks good when you leave in the morning. Every morning.
That's so nice, Matthew. But I mean, it doesn't by the end of the day.
Can
I'm
say
like,
something?
Dying,
I feel like Matthew has been full of compliments for you recently.
I was about to say the same thing.
Like, remember about that Target dress that he was like, you're keeping it because it looks so amazing on you?
I love that dress a lot.
I don't know why.
He's come a long way.
You should wear it for your anniversary dinner.
Yay.
That's what he wanted me to wear it for the anniversary.
Oh, I forgot you're wearing a dress.
Or where are you guys going for tomorrow? Wait.
Yeah.
What's your anniversary?
It's tomorrow.
Happy years, guys.
How many years?
Nine.
Yes. So wait, are you going to the Stonehouse?
Yeah. We haven't been there in a while, so I'm excited. Yeah.
Are you, you're going to wear the dress? You're going to wear the dress.
Unless it's like really cold randomly.
You wear a jean jacket over it. Are you sitting outside?
No, but it's like very thin material. Like, I'm going to be chilly. I don't like being chilly.
Emily, you're walking from your car to a restaurant.
I guess.
That the weather does not play in.
Okay.
But Matt's come a long way from, do I like your
dress?
So you need to give him credit, Emily, because you bagged on him pretty hard.
Maybe it's because I've just given up. And it's just like, I don't know.
For so many years, you complained he doesn't give me compliments. And now he can't even hold them in. He's doing it on the air.
All to see.
This is so exciting.
So give him credit.
No, I do. Waiting. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Are you like actively trying or like what's the deal here?
I don't think I'm consciously trying.
Oh, okay.
He just thinks you look really good.
Yeah. I feel like
I look so trashy.
This is what 9 years of marriage looks like.
Yeah. Wow. It just gets better with age. It's
sweeter and sweeter.
Your marriage is like fine wine. Yeah. Okay. Back to me. So I wanted to talk about a new beauty thing that I'm on. Oh. I fell into it.
Have I heard about this?
Well, I texted you about it, but you didn't answer. So you don't know.
Sorry. Work has been so bad this week.
I understand. Okay. So everybody knows, like our sister Caroline is like a nail person. Like she for a long time was getting her nails done like every other week, like with the tips and the whatever the heck. It was a whole situation.
It's like a gel set.
A whole thing. She gets all these crazy color, whatever. Everyone always compliments her nails. My nails always look like trash garbage because whatever. It's like I'm doing dishes. I'm changing diapers. Like I can't be bothered. I'm certainly not paying the money to go get manicures for what? To be a stay-at-home mom. Like I don't understand. I'm not going anywhere. Like what am I doing? But also like I just have bad nails in general. Like my nails have always just been very weak and brittle. Even when I'm taking prenatals. Even when I'm taking all the things. Even when I just have weak nails. It's just, hi. God made me who I am. So I've always said, I don't care. And then finally I was like, guys, I care. Like everybody around me has pretty nails and I have ugly, trashy nails.
No,
your nails. Okay. So your nails are naked a lot of the time because of the nature of your work as well. But then a few weeks ago when Emily became a famous makeup artist on the news when she was a model, when she was the makeup model, she bought, well, tell everybody, what did you buy and put in her?
I think, didn't we talk about this?
No.
Oh.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure we did, Caitlin.
Glimnetic?
But yeah, like 100% we've talked about this.
Oh gosh, I don't remember that at all.
I bought a set of Glimnetic nails. They're basically glue-on nails. Yeah, I don't know why they call them Glamnetic because it sounds like they're magnetic.
I know, and they're not.
But they're not.
No.
So I just popped those on the night before and they look, and the hosts of the show that I was on were like, oh my gosh, your nails.
They're beautiful. Like Emily had these sparkly. They were like subtly sparkly. They weren't like sparkle. No, like
they were
sparkly.
Like frosty.
It was, like beautiful, beautiful.
Those would be my like go-to ones.
They're gorgeous. So I saw her with those and I was like, oh my goodness. Like it elevated her whole vibe.
It makes me feel better.
Yes. So then I was just kind of like, okay, like maybe this is something I need to do for myself. So then I bought myself a pair of Glamnetics in that slightly different.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like with the gold on the bottom.
It was like the gold on the bottom. Yeah, they're really cool. I saw Hannah with them one time and I love them. But, you know, I'm very cheap. So it's $20 for the set. Okay.
Like, which 15.
No. This specific set was $20.
Okay.
So listen, Matt is so glazed over right now.
What? No, I'm listening.
Okay. So
can we go back to Seventh Heaven?
So listen, $20 for the set. So I was like, look, I'm not just putting these on like an average Tuesday. Like for what? Like I want to save them for it when I at least have something going on. Like next Friday I have a girls' night. Maybe I'll put them on for that. Like I want to, I'm not just going to put on these $20 nails to sit here and pick up my kid at preschool in my sweatpants.
Understandable.
You know what I mean? Like it's, you know, but then all of a sudden it dawned on me that many years ago, I bought these other press-on nails that I forgot about and they were sitting in my nail thing, like, you know, my Tupperware of nail crap. And I was like, oh my gosh, and those were cheap. Those were like cheap. It was like, I think it came like three sets in the box and it was like $15 or something. Like it was like cheap. Wow. And I was like, maybe I'll just do these. The brand is Impress.
Okay.
Get it? Like, because you're going to impress someone with your nails, but like you press them on.
That makes more sense than Glim did.
It does. So I pressed them on. And I cut them down short because I don't like long nails. I cut them short. I
feel better.
Feel so much better about my life. Like I literally all week I've she been like,
the it's the dog.
Oh my gosh, that scared me. The dog just walked in here and I thought it was a ghost. Where I'm dog sitting, everybody. I'm dog sitting. Scott, she could be in here. Just leave her.
Yeah, she good.
There's nothing wrong with her, right? So I feel 20% better about myself. Yeah. So this is what I want to talk about. Emily agrees that she feels better with her nails done. Do you notice when a woman has her nails done? Scott, how have you felt about my nails this week? Do we care about nails?
Scott, how do you feel about her nails?
What have been your thoughts about my nails this week?
Did you notice?
I'm so scared right now.
No, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Let me say it this way.
Go.
No, I don't notice nails.
Really?
So you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
However, there's times where like if you show me your nails, I'm like, those look great or, you know, whatever. So yes, I love them, but you don't have to worry. It's not like, I don't think I'll say guys aren't judging nails. They're not like,
know.
Oh.
I feel like some guys like nails, no?
Yeah. I'm not a nail person.
I appreciate it. I get it. It's nice that that you did that. Like they look great. I affirm what you have done.
I affirm you.
But he's like shaking.
Now, yeah, what do you think about like voice, long but versus short nails? So like you know how like what if short. I had fake nails on that were like long?
Personally?
Yes.
I want to vomit.
No. You want to vomit. I don't like long nails.
I don't
either.
Like long nails.
I don't like long nails. I can't
the length that I had, I don't think anybody would like.
Yours weren't that long.
They weren't like long.
What did Matthew say?
I don't think he was a fan of them.
No.
Were you like, ew?
No, I did not say ew.
I would show them to him and he'd be like, I like short nails.
Do I
really like short nails too. I just love short nails.
I like the almond shape though.
You can do the almond shape, but short. You can do that.
Yeah, but
it's
hard.
Sometimes fine if they're a little longer than the finger. Like if they're a little bit, like I would say medium. I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever. Medium
but,
nails.
Yeah. But if they're long at all, it's just like, ooh.
No, I get it. Yeah. Totally. No. Here's my one hang up, Emily, and I want to know if Glamnetics do this too. When I put my hand through my hairs are getting stuck.
At the base. It's like when they start to lift.
Yeah, but it did that from day one. That is real annoying.
Maybe you didn't put them on great.
Or maybe you bought $5 nails.
These are just cheap.
Like Glamnetics, I like almost dig them under my cuticle.
Okay. Wow. So, okay.
I press down
so
very hard.
So it didn't
hard.
Happen.
What?
So it didn't happen.
Oh,
the hair getting stuck.
No.
What? You good?
What?
It didn't, like, it would start to do that when they were lifting.
Okay. So, all right.
Matt,
so
how are your nails?
Yeah. How are
actually,
your nails?
How's your toenail?
I have pretty good nails.
They do have a good nail.
That toenail's coming in strong.
It is.
Oh, yay!
I think it's for real this time.
Oh, good. Really? It only took 3 years.
It's here to stay.
Yeah. It's still only halfway out. So we got another like 6 to 8 months before it's probably fully in.
No.
Oh, it's taking forever.
See, that doesn't make any sense to me though, because it's like, don't you feel like you have to cut your other toenails like once a week?
What?
No, not once a week.
Oh, like
I see what you're saying.
To keep yourself groomed?
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Not once a week, but like every other?
Yeah, every other week.
Like,
yeah.
So like, why is this one growing so slow?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's taking forever. The end of it is still like meh, But the
guys, we're having really, really good conversations.
This really is good so conversation.
This is a really good episode.
Can I say, how's your business going?
What business?
What business?
The new business that you're going to start.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dang.
How's the boxes?
I have to say, I have thought about it quite a bit this week.
Really?
Should we make it happen? Like,
what? How could we make this work?
Excuse me.
We're talking about the business that came up last episode.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Where Matt said we should, I can't even remember how to say
make boxes for kids.
For every holiday.
Every like month.
Subscription
holiday
box. So that people don't have to, you know, make Easter baskets. Valentine's. Okay, Caitlin. St. Patrick's Day. All the little holidays every month that are happening. Why were you copying me? Because you wanted it to be you talking?
That was the perfect Caitlin moment right there, wasn't it?
This is my show.
She'll make sure. Jace does that all the time. If you're reading a
Jace
book and she wants you to know that she knows the words,
she'll
read over you exactly like
and
she
honestly,
just did.
It's so annoying. Oh. It's so annoying.
You're like, Jace, we got, just let, I get, I know you can read, just let me do it. Like,
do you want to read this book?
Yeah.
Guess what happened the other
time night? Time out. Can you remember it? Let's come back to Matt. Go.
No. Go. I'll time out.
Okay. Have any big investors reached out to you about your idea?
No.
Come on.
Waste?
Well, yeah. All of our rich friends? Come on. All our rich friends are idiots.
Yeah.
Come on. Reach out to Matt and make some money.
Exactly.
It's a great idea.
Okay. This is funny. Remember how on that one time when Hannah was on the podcast and I was like, I cut her off in the middle because all of a sudden I realized that like Wiz Khalifa podcast was playing in the girls' Google in their room.
Oh,
yeah. So basically, when we put the girls to bed at night, we put on like a kid podcast for them to listen to via either my Spotify or Scott's. And we project it, whatever, like cast it to their Google in their room. And they listen to like VeggieTales podcast or like a princess pop, whatever.
Right.
And that's like lulls them to sleep. The problem is if like hours go by and we have gotten distracted, if it plays through that entire set of like, if we put on the VeggieTales podcast and it goes through all of them, it just goes to the next podcast that you have in your Spotify. So one time it went to Dax Shepard's podcast and he literally had like freaking Wiz Khalifa on there. And all of a sudden I looked down and I was like, oh my gosh.
I can only imagine what they're talking about. Right. Now.
Like I was like, that's not good. So
They were an hour into it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So then last night or two nights ago, right, Scott, like all of a sudden Emerson comes out of the room and she was like, mommy, your podcast is on in my room. And Scott and I look at each other like, which episode? Guys, stopped.
Spoiler alert, or not spoiler, warning if you have children in your car.
Get them out right now.
Yeah. Pause the podcast. Go ahead.
Scott stopped it minutes before I got to that part in our last episode where I was like, I'm tired of having to be Santa and the Tooth Fairy.
Can you imagine?
I would have felt
guys,
so
I went back and looked. It was minutes away.
Oh.
And Emerson was actively listening. And because then we were like, what did you hear, Emerson? And she was like, you were talking about how daddy's body always hurts. Because we were talking about like that. Like, that
she was like, your knees always hurt.
So she was listening. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
My podcast is officially like not suitable for children. Like it's like we can't the E.
She would have came out of her bedroom explicit. So differently
could
though.
You, like could you imagine?
Just glazed over.
Dude,
like,
and of course it would be
everything's
Emerson.
A lie.
Yeah.
Because listen, like Jace, I think is just like a more innocent, accepting person. Like I was talking to my friends about this week, you know, like Jace is 7.5 and like she doesn't ask like that many things. I mean, she asks us stuff, but like, I just feel like we get way more from Emerson. Like Emerson just in this week alone said, how do babies come out of mommy's bellies? She asked me on 3 separate occasions. Then she said, am I old enough for a boyfriend? And then she said, if so-and-so has a date, but I want him to be my date, how can we have the same date? And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, Jace never said this stuff when she was five. Like, never. You know what I mean? Like, so am I old enough for a boyfriend? I was like, we're just all friends, Emerson. We're all friends.
Everyone's friends.
Everyone is friends.
Boys that are friends.
Friends that are boys. Friends that are girls. Like, holy. What is that noise?
I hear that.
Scratchy.
Is it the monitor?
Sorry. Yeah.
It sounded like because I had the headphones.
It sounded
on
like a train.
Oh, yeah, that was so weird. I'm like, what is that noise?
Are you actually like a live feed of a
train?
Sorry
about that.
Live streaming
That's
a train.
What the girls sound like when they're sleeping. Like.
So anyway, we saved them from that because that was almost
terrifying.
Isn't that crazy? Within minutes, I was like,
that would have been
I
not
cannot
good.
Believe that.
Yeah, that would have been a disaster.
Not good. Exciting news for the pod, though, guys. I hate, you know what? I shouldn't even be saying this out loud because every time I say it out loud, everything goes south again.
Oh.
But I did an interview today.
Lovely.
That was really great. And I'm really excited to put it out there. And I have another two booked. So we are getting back
to
on
it.
The interview train.
We're closing out the Swepisode.
No,
I'm just kidding. This is the final Swepisode.
This is the last Swepisode you'll ever hear.
No warning.
Oh no,
that'd be horrible. So
sad. Oh no.
No.
So I'm not making any promises about like we're gonna be back to like every other week as like interview then Swepisode interview then what? Hey, no promise me no promises. I'm not doing that. That's like a Demi Lovato song. But anyway,
Caitlin did two today. She did an interview now the Swepisode like back to back.
Right, guys,
like, that's impressive.
I'm on fire, but no, I'm not. But it feels good. Like honestly, it was my first interview in like a month. And it was like riding a bike. Like it just felt good getting right back on there. Honestly, like I do feel like I'm taking on like a slightly different attitude. Okay, let me think this through. So I was feeling very discouraged for a while because I was having like, it was almost becoming comical where I felt like God was like telling me something where I would be like, I would reach out to people to set up interviews and people would either completely ghost me, which like hadn't been happening for a while because it's like, I don't know, like once you have several years of a podcast under your belt and you're able to send someone like, here is my website and here are the other people that I've interviewed, like people take you more seriously and you're more likely to at least get a response. So it had been a while since I was just getting fully ghosted. And so like I was reaching out to people and either getting fully ghosted or they were saying, yes, I would love to do your podcast. Send some dates my way. I would send dates and then they would ghost me. And it was happening like over and over and over. And I was just like, I think my interviewing days are done. Like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm spending hours like chasing people down and trying to like schedule stuff. There was even two separate people who shall remain nameless that I had connections with them. Like, it was like, hi, I'm Caitlin Elliott, your blah, blah, blah daughter's friend or you're this, that, like whatever. And they're like, yeah, totally. And we're like in the process of setting stuff up. And then they just stop answering me. And I'm like, this is rude. This is like literally rude. And like, what is going on? So then I honestly was like, I think God's telling me that I'm not supposed to be interviewing people. But anyway, so then I kind of just stopped reaching out for a while. And I was like, okay, this is just going to be like a Swepisode thing for a while because like, I cannot do this. Like, this is like killing me. But the interview that I did today was Harrison Scott Key, which was the first time that I even, because then I honestly, I'm going to be honest, I felt like butthurt and like my pride was injured that I was having so many bad experiences trying to set up interviews. And I was kind of like, screw that. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
But Harrison Scott Key was fun because I was not trying to interview him. I literally was just reading his book for pleasure. Like, it was just a book I picked up because people suggested it to me. And I was like midway through reading it. And I was telling you guys about it.
Yeah.
Remember we were at, weren't we sitting at and having pizza at Dad's or something? And I was like, this.
We were like, you were really like, you, I think you said it'd be fun to interview him. Like
something like, and I was like, I think I literally read you an excerpt from the book because I was like, it's so funny and amazing. Like, could you imagine if I could interview him? And I think you were like, why don't you just email him?
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh no. Like, because I think I was just so down on like interviewing is clearly not working for me anymore. I sent him an Instagram message and I just like, I literally was like a blubbering idiot. Like I was like, hi, I have a podcast, but like, I wasn't even reading your book for my podcast. I was just reading your book for pleasure. And like, oh my gosh, like I love everything about it. I think it's so great. Like I'm being genuine right now. I'm laughing like every page. Like I would absolutely love to have you on, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, yeah, email my assistant. And I was like, oh, the assistant's probably going to give me the cold shoulder. Like he's not going to email the assistant. She gets back to me. She's like, yeah, he told me you were going to be reaching out. Let's set it up. And I was like, what?
So then assistant?
Yeah, yeah. So wow. Then I did it today and it was great. And then I got two more. It's almost like when it rains, it pours. You know what I mean? Yeah. And but I'm excited because the interviews that I have coming up are people that I genuinely want to talk to. So here's another thing I want to talk about. I think for a long time, I was just like, I just have to have an interview every week. Like I just have to have one every week, have to have one, have to have one. And so I'm just like reaching out to anyone and everyone and anyone that might talk to me.
Yeah.
And now look, that worked out. There were a lot of times I was going into an interview that I was like, I don't know if this will be good or not. And then it ended up being like really awesome. So I'm not trying to say like I'm not knocking any episodes that we've had, you know what I mean? But I also feel like for a long time, I was like really particular about who I was reaching out to because I really wanted to make sure they had like a story and that it like aligned with our vibe and da, da, da. And honestly, like all podcast coaches will tell you that you do have to do that. You have to have like a really specific like segment of audience that you're aiming toward, yeah, and everything has to be going directly like it's very specifically like what these people's interests are and da, da, da. But you know what? Like, I think I'm tired of trying to like do a specific thing. And I'm just like in this mode of like, I'm just going to reach out to people that I actually want to talk to because it's actually just interesting to me. So like this Harrison Scott Key, it was just like, I'm genuinely reading this book and it's very interesting to me. And I would like to talk to this man. Then this other interview that I set up today is like, I got into a conversation with my colleagues, like, cause we work as children's ministry team at a church. And we got into like a theological, philosophical conversation, just like about children's ministry and like our theory behind like what it should be like.
Right.
And this book got brought up. And then I started listening to this woman's podcast. I'm like, I'm going to see if she would come on. She's coming on. And it's because I'm genuinely interested in what she has to say.
Yeah.
Is it going to apply to everyone that is a listener of my podcast? Probably not. But you know what?
Who cares?
That's okay.
It applies like, to you.
It applies to me and the world revolves around me and everything's about me. Me, me, my, I.
Well.
No.
Okay.
No, not. But you get my point. Like, I think I'm just in a zone of like, I'm just going to reach out to people that I actually want to talk to for whatever reason.
That's my favorite spot. And I've said so many times that I think that's where I want to see the podcast at. Like, just you talking to the people that you want to talk to and, you know, there doesn't have, I don't know. So many, I remember early on when you started out, there was people that were like, you have to niche down to the specific, like who's the 1% of people that you're talking to. And it's like, nope, just do your thing. Have fun with it.
And I realized maybe that's shooting myself in the foot in terms of like scaling it or something, but it's like, this is, I've always said, this is just like a passion project. It's a fun thing. It brings me life. It brings me joy. And I just want it to like, I don't want to be like,
you don't have to take it too seriously.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Even though like, yeah, like we do want it to grow and be serious.
Look, it is. Yeah. It is growing. Yeah. It's serious. It's working and you're doing what you love. So I'm like, let's stay in that.
And there's like, it's okay to just let it have different seasons.
You know what? That's so true. You know? Kristen actually sent me, cause we were kind of talking about it one day. Like, and I was like, I don't know the podcast. Blah, blah, blah. And like, this is really an embarrassing thing, but it applies to so many people who listen. Oh. Stassi Schroeder, she used to be on VPR, whatever. She is a podcast, but she recently rebranded. Like I think she changed the name of her podcast to like just Stassi or something. I forget, but she was basically saying her whole vibe was like, for a long time, I felt that my podcast had to be this. And like every week we had to have a topic of this particular brand and it had to be like this. And she's like, and now I'm just like in this zone where I'm just like, I just want to get on and like sometimes do interviews, sometimes do solo episodes, sometimes talk about pop culture, sometimes talk about books. Like just, I just want it to be like whatever I want it to be that week.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's like she's had the shift because she's recently like become a mom. Yeah. And I do honestly sometimes think that like that could be like when you are like a mom of multiple young children and you're just like constantly in kid land, you're just like, if I'm going to have a podcast and do that, I want to talk about the things that I want to talk about. And mm-hmm. so sometimes that's going to be mom stuff. Sometimes that's going to be like TV shows. Sometimes that's going to be faith.
And that's wildly different from, oh, I need to have these episodes. I need to talk to these people and say these things and da da da. That is more of a, like a job or yeah. you know, whatever. But to do that is like you said, it's a passion project. It's like, this is what I enjoy. This is what mm-hmm. I want to talk about. And I think those are the things that I latch on to more. Like, obviously yeah. we all love a certain thing that's done, you know, as a, like, no, this is the series that yeah. we're hearing on. But like stuff like that is the fun stuff. That's where it's like, yeah, what are we talking about this week? You know?
Yeah,
and look, our listeners are a unique, you know, set of people that are willing to hear about Seventh Heaven or one, yeah. what is it? One Tree Hill?
One Tree Hill. That's so funny. You keep going to Seventh Heaven.
And
so
Press On Nails. Yeah. And
Press On yeah, Nails. Yeah, whatever. So like,
but there's something fun about it being like a little unpredictable.
Yeah.
Just who we are.
You know what? Like me, people are like Caitlin. When they're like, I'm going to describe Caitlin, the number one word is unpredictable.
Right. Yes.
I'm kidding.
Yes.
Wow. I think I'm actually wildly predictable in every other area of my life. I'm very structured.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say?
You're structured.
Yeah. I would never yes. describe you as unpredictable, but I think when people sit and talk with you, they feel that way. Like, what is she going to say
that's
next?
True.
Where
that's,
is this yeah. going
to
go?
You never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Used to you. I didn't mean that in a bad
I'm
way.
I'm an acquired taste.
You have to like sink no, in a little no, bit. Like,
you just have marinate. To drink some coffee before yeah. you talk to Caitlin. Yeah. Like you have to be awake yeah. and ready to go.
No, it's totally fine. Totally fine. Totally fine. Anyway, I did want to say that Scott, we should all just pray for him because he is going through a hard time. Because he mentioned yesterday that he does want to talk about getting a filter for under our sink because he said he cannot possibly keep
going to kill you.
He said he cannot possibly continue to be pouring water through the Brita filter. Because he said it wastes so much time in his day and he can't handle it anymore.
Yo, so want
to
know.
He literally said yeah. that yesterday. I was like, you need to get a grip,
she
son.
Is coming for you.
She did too. Yeah. She did too. She let me have it. I was like, come on.
He was like, you know what? Can I say something? He's literally like standing at the sink. It's actually not a Brita. It's Pure. P-U-R.
Her.
There's another Caitlinism right there. She's like, no, I have to get the brand right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, he's standing at the sink and he's, you know, the faucet is on, pouring into the filter. And he's like, you know what? I have to say something. We need to look at, when we get our tax return, using some of that money to buy, like, whether it's a whole house filter or just a kitchen filter for under our sink, because I gotta be honest, like, I cannot do this anymore. Like, this kills so much time in my day. And I was like, Scott,
wow.
Wait, well,
so much time in your day.
Do you fill it up?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes. I fill it up now.
You're better
I fill
now.
It
oh,
up now.
You're better.
Oh, did Emily never? Oh.
There
let's
was
go
a
there.
Long. Stretch of time.
Because I was fed up with it.
What do you mean? You're
oh, so
like
she,
Scott?
Oh, so she yeah. understands Scott.
Well, here's the thing. Oh. We got the under the sink filter.
Yeah, but
and you were still
place.
Like, we still need
she
to
was
use
double
the
filtering?
Purr.
I was never double filtering because
double filtering.
This water
cleanest
is
water.
Very hard. I don't
very
trust
hard.
It.
You know what double filter?
Yeah. I installed the filter so that we could just continue using the purr.
And then I was like, no. I don't want to ruin my Nespresso.
Well, that's stupid. I have so many thoughts.
That is pretty stupid.
Wait, so is this in your new home?
No, that was in.
Oh. So wait a minute.
Did you leave it? You left the under the sink?
Yeah, we left it there.
It was like $80. It wasn't
oh,
like.
That's
oh,
it?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, just.
Oh, I thought no, but I thought they were like, hundreds of dollars.
No, it was like a, I got it on Amazon. It was like a nothing.
Oh, I didn't
okay,
know.
So was it good? I shouldn't ask Emily. Yeah. Was it good? Did you need did you need to double filter?
I didn't test the water, Scott. I have no idea.
Why not?
Scott buys water test kits at Home Depot.
Wait, are you joking?
Yeah. How else do you know if it's working?
I'm just like going on good faith.
Wait, she was just so believing do you test it. The water?
I guess. She just I prays. Guess it's working.
Yeah.
Do you test the water every time you fill it up?
Every single time. No. Of
I was like, well, no wonder it takes you so long.
I tested when we moved in the house because our old house had hard water, like crazy hard water. And so I was like, what are we getting into now? You know, because it affects everything.
It does.
And actually, because I know our this area has really hard water. Our house, for whatever reason, it's not that bad.
But that couldn't be true. I think that that test kit is a joke.
I'll tell you why it's true. Because if you look at different houses, like you can see the salt, the mineral buildup from the hard water.
But our shower has some.
Ours has some, but not that bad. Think back to our old house. I it was like, after a month, it was like caked on the shower head. It's fine here. I mean, it's not, it's a little hard, but it's not, it's not bad. So
ours isn't great.
Ours is not great. Yeah.
Well, you should get a test kit. You should get a test kit. Like a little scientist.
We just need to get a water softener.
Like Ada softener. Twist.
Yeah.
A water softener.
Ada Twist
scientist. So, you don't have kids. It's
fine. Anyway, Emily's really terrible at filling up the thing. So she's better now though.
I'm better now. Decided she's not going to do it anymore.
No, I would just like be like, it's fine. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, but then I
do it tomorrow. I do it like four times a day.
Then I'm like the first person to touch the water in the morning. So I pull it out and it's just an empty purr.
There is
I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Wait, what'd you call it?
The purr.
Purr, like a cat?
Okay. Wait. I can't do that. What? Do you know that I literally can't do it?
You can't roll an R?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Keep trying because you sound pretty cool. Yeah.
Wait, everybody try.
I don't know if I can go that
Scott
high
a good
though.
One. Matt, go. You're alone.
Wait, how do you do it? Hold on. I'm so nervous. Okay. I can't do it. I can't.
Can you just...
Like I can't do
it. Put your tongue towards the roof of your mouth and like blow air through it.
Oh my goodness.
No, you're trying too hard. You're trying to use your tongue.
Just like say like a word that requires a roll.
Rojo.
No.
Rojo.
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 I can't do it.
Okay, forget it.
I can't do
it. How did you survive when you went to Italy?
Do you have to roll your R's in Italian?
I don't know. Do Italians roll their R's?
They only understand you if you roll your R.
How did you survive?
I mean, I have plenty of practice. I talk to my cat all day. Yeah.
So,
oh
my God. So here's my question. Wait. Did you guys get...
No. I'm so embarrassed for you.
I'm an embarrassing person.
Wait, what do you do?
I talk back to Frizz.
But meowing at her?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you like you talked English to her. That would make sense.
Well, yeah, I talk to her that way too. And like, I'll like copy her if she's like, it sounds like she's talking to me.
Oh my God.
Guys, I don't get out a lot, okay?
That's fine, but you don't have to admit everything out loud.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to tell us.
There's something
Scott, what were you saying?
Yeah, you were saying something.
I was going to say, did you guys ever get those shower heads that filter the water for your hair?
The Jolie or whatever it's called?
I'm tempted. I'm
the Jolie?
No, we just want to get a freaking water softener.
Yeah, honestly, I would invest in that for sure.
Oh, a water softener I think isn't that expensive.
We actually had this same discussion. And remember Dustin Doyle texted us? He was like, water softeners are this much money. Like they,
he did.
So we can go back and find the text.
We'll go back and find the text. I don't know.
Dustin, remind us.
Dustin, call us, tell us, send me the link. Dustin, remind us. Okay, wait, where were we going with that? So, okay, so poor Scott. So prayers for Scott that he can't fill up the purse.
Can I just, before we move on, can I just say.
He hasn't even been able to say his piece about it.
I know.
Oh, yeah, say your piece.
It does take so much
time. I have a question. When someone is saying, say your piece, is it like peace or peace?
It's up to interpretation.
No, you don't know. So you have no idea. So what is that?
I wasn't quite sure.
I thought it was like...
Like say your piece.
No, I think
like
it's say
P-E-A.
Your piece like peace.
Or
like,
is it say your piece of the argument,
shalom.
P-I-E. Oh, isn't that what it is? Shoot. You're 100% sure? You're 100% sure.
Yeah, are we?
Okay, so it's not shalom. So Emily and Matt are dumb.
You are too.
I didn't know either. I'm dumb as well.
I thought it was
shalom.
Shalom.
Why are we saying shalom?
Because that means peace.
Yeah. How else would you say peace?
We can't keep saying peace because then people don't know what peace.
Yeah.
This article is titled, do you say your P-I-E-C-E or P-E-A-C-E?
Okay.
So what's I'm going to have to go read the article, but apparently a lot of people have this question.
Oh!
There's just not a single answer.
I think it's just kind
of
up to-
The sense of P-I-E-C-E is defined as your opinion or your view. And then I guess, I don't know.
So it's I-E.
So it's up. It's whatever you want it to be.
You know what?
It's why
live
English
your truth.
Is dumb.
Live your truth.
Live your truth.
So, okay, Scott, say your piece. IE or EA?
Say both.
I don't remember now.
Well, about the water, about the purr.
Oh, it takes so long.
That's it.
That's your whole piece. Okay. That wasn't compelling at all.
It's
make
just,
an argument for yourself.
I don't feel like compelled. Matt, every time we need water, it's like, oh, it's empty. Okay, now I have to go fill it up. I wait. Want,
yeah.
And you, it's, I don't know. It just takes a lot of
it
time.
It does. It does. I want one of those Poland Spring thingies.
A lot of my, okay, here's the thing. A lot of my friends
but
do get
a lot of
Poland,
plastic.
Right. This is my question.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that I know are like, we get bottled water, you know, delivered to the house because like, it's better, da 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 da. But it's like, then yeah, then there's the whole issue of the plastic. Well, you can recycle it, but then there's all those claims that like plastic never really truly recycles. But anyway, right. Then you really do have to have a spot for that. Like I don't have a spot for a water cooler
either.
In my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also
like a full on water cooler?
Yeah, no offense. It's ugly.
Oh yeah.
It's not attractive.
Like at work?
Yeah, yeah. Like people
like
have
meet
those
me
in
at the water
homes.
Cooler.
They do?
Oh yeah, a lot of people do.
No, have you never seen people getting water deliveries here?
Rich
no,
people.
No, I've never seen this before.
Oh yeah.
There's got to be, I would be interested to know why, because I feel like that's got to cost as much or more as just putting in a filter
under your...
Oh, you're right. Like over time, why don't you just get a house filter? Because maybe people don't trust them. Maybe it's like the pipes. I don't know. I don't know.
This is a mystery, guys.
Guys.
Somebody's got to know.
Somebody has to.
If you know, text Caitlin.
Yeah, let us know.
Tell her.
Let us know.
I'll just end with this on this part. Vocabulary.com says, if you speak your mind, you say your P-I-E-C-E.
Okay,
you say
so
your part.
Piece, okay. Meaning like, here's my section.
Yes. Yep, my part.
Segment.
Yeah, my part.
But if you're going to keep quiet, you hold your P-E-A-C-E. You hold your peace.
Oh, come on. This
hold
is now
your
I'm
peace.
Hold your peace. Like, speak now or forever, hold your peace.
Right.
Hold,
I'm so tired.
Or why can't you just be holding your peace still, like holding your piece of the pot?
Right.
You could be. The great part is nobody will ever know what you're actually saying.
It's
so
true.
Just say
it doesn't matter if you don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Peace.
Wait, so are we getting a water softener?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't feel like we are.
I
but
would
maybe.
Like one.
I mean, my I hair too. Has been horrendous.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were having a good hair journey.
I was, but this week I've had a bad hair journey.
Oh.
Just this week.
Just because the water was extra hard this week.
Yeah, what happened?
Like, you know what? Am I right?
This week our water just went haywire. Yeah. People are up the stream pouring minerals in.
You know what? You never know.
You never.
The wind changed.
You never know.
You never know. Okay. I have a question. Where does everybody stand on Beyonce?
Is it Texas?
That's exactly what I was hoping you were gonna do.
Don't think about Beyonce very often.
No, it's okay. Like people are like, stay in your lane. You're not a country singer. Yada yada yada.
No, no, wait
is
that
Beyonce
what's going
country?
On?
Or
this is what I want to know.
People are on the other end of the spectrum saying like, she's Beyonce. She could do whatever she wants, and she does amazing.
So
at
she
it.
Released
Time
a
out.
Country
Time
album.
Time out.
Yeah,
is Beyonce country now?
No, she just released a country.
No,
album.
She released a country album.
Was it a whole album or just
it,
like a song or two?
Is it
no,
genuinely
I think it's an album.
Country?
Not
it's
really.
Like a country vibe.
Inspired by.
Why are you laughing at
that's
me?
That's hilarious to even think of.
So
first off, is she still around? Like that?
Oh yeah,
she's thriving.
She's
really.
Beyonce.
Oh yeah, she's
Beyonce.
Yeah.
She is like. Top
so,
dog.
What's the deal? Okay. Did her husband, Jay-Z...
He cheated on her.
He
she
cheated
stayed
on
with
her.
Him.
We
for,
know
I'm
that?
Sure they're together for business reasons.
Oh, you don't think there's love?
Probably not.
Who did he cheat on her with?
Who knows?
But did they ever come out and like officially...
I think there was like kind of an official like...
I
yeah,
know
he
nothing
cheated.
Of any of
she,
this.
She like wrote songs about it.
Yeah,
Caitlin.
She did. She absolutely... Isn't that what Lemonade is about or something?
I forget. I don't know. There was like a whole album about it though.
Yeah, I think so.
So
why is she going country now? Like,
I don't know. She's bored with R&B, I guess. Or,
so
I don't know
what she is. But Matt, you said it so well. The reason I brought it up is because I feel like everyone has been talking about Beyonce recently. And I'm like, I don't think about Beyonce.
Yeah.
She takes up no space in
no,
my entire
I don't
brain.
Think about her. I just.
Do you hear her
music?
Song
I
don't
occasionally.
Know. I don't know one song. I don't know one of the
you
new
don't know
songs.
One song?
Right now,
I
that
only
song,
know that one.
Where I don't do know hear- one of her old songs.
Single Ladies is
oh, I know
obviously
that one. Okay. Yep.
The best song.
Do you remember
you know-
Destiny's Child?
No.
Yo, yeah.
Sorry. Wait.
I thought that would have been more.
I'm
your
a survivor.
Oh, thanks,
Matt. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that it?
But see, this is why, love on top.
Come on, guys.
What's that?
Got my love on top, baby.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that song is.
Oh, no, I remember. It keeps going higher and higher.
I just remember.
Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Oh, is that not? I thought that
maybe it is.
I think
maybe
that is her.
To the left.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything you want in the box. Oh, yeah,
put a ring on it.
That's single ladies.
Oh. All the single ladies. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's single ladies, Matthew.
I don't know anything.
This is why I don't like country anymore, though, because it's not. It's not true country people singing country. It's like,
yeah,
it's
true.
It's
Taylor
mostly,
Swift.
It's mostly mostly rock and roll artists that are like playing in the country genre. And so it's not, I don't know, it's not like,
it's like not, it used to be actually genuinely people from the South who like, no, I get it. Like it used to be a culture, not just a genre of music.
Yeah, it's not, it feels like people are acting. Like for Beyonce to do country is kind of.
Can we play a little segment?
Do it.
Okay.
Relax. It's fine. Oh, just a little bit.
That's not gonna sound good.
Oh my!
Yeah. I don't care about that.
Oh. Can we not? Why? We can't play it though?
I don't know.
He just doesn't want to listen to it. Is his point?
Oh.
But guess what? Oh my gosh! This is Beyonce. Oh.
Wait, did we?
No.
I have to talk about how it's. I don't know. That's what I'm concerned about. But also, how similar it is to Franklin.
Oh yeah, guys.
What's Franklin?
Okay.
Do you know
the? This was it's Franklin.
No.
It's in the same key.
The woman of my house.
Wait, I can't hear it. You got Franklin. You got to hold it by the mic.
All right, now I'm gonna play Franklin.
Wait, this is Beyonce? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, do you remember on Easter?
Now I'm going to play Franklin song.
Okay.
No, keep that in your head. Everyone be silent.
Yo, that really threw me for a loop. I didn't know that it was going to start like that. That was
Oh, you've never heard that song before?
No, I don't know what song.
This is Hey, It's Franklin.
Hey, it's Franklin.
It's just a little slower.
Wait.
Wow.
That does sound so... Wait.
What is that? What's Franklin?
Scott, well, it was like Franklin?
A kid show.
You know what? Scott's 52. Oh.
Franklin was new technology for
She said that like I'm so ancient. I'm like 42. I'm like not that far off. So.
I'm just saying it's out of your range.
He's like 43. Yeah.
What is Franklin?
It was like a little... educational. Like, have you ever heard of Little Bear? It's like basically that only with turtles. It's
just a Magic kid School
show.
Bus?
Magic School Bus. Got that.
Yeah. Okay. Same like vibe of show.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, because that's... Yeah, she definitely knocked that off.
Emily loved Franklin.
Oh, Franklin, Little Bear, favorite shows.
Loved.
Franklin was solid.
Franklin.
Wait, did you guys see that Mark Driscoll got kicked off stage at a men's conference?
Shut your mouth.
Why?
This makes me so happy. Go. Tell me.
But it's very interesting. Uh-oh. So. At this, I forget what it's called, some men's conference, stronger men. Oh, I don't geez. Know.
It's probably like men.
Yeah,
men.
It's one of those. It's definitely that.
Men are the best.
Like there's like flames and like.
Wait, speaking of that, on the men part, we were laughing because there's a women's conference.
Oh yeah.
Down, like, I don't even know where it is, but my, you know, Grace was telling me, she's like, there's a women's conference. Headlined by Tim Tebow.
Dude, that is the dumbest. That is Christian women at their finest.
Oh, yeah.
That's Christian women. They're like, let's get together as women and study
and support
and study
women
the word
and, like,
and women. Let's raise up women. Oh, Tim Tebow? He's so cute. Let's get him. It's like, you idiot. Like, yeah. You loser.
I just thought that was so funny. Sorry. Okay, so what happened?
Yeah, so they opened up, I guess, that day with like this dude doing some like acrobatic act.
No.
And he's like, he takes a shirt off. And it's like, he's a rip dude. He's like a gymnast and he climbs a pole with a sword in his mouth. And it's like,
it is exactly what I just described.
Literally, it's wild. So then Mark Driscoll comes out and he's like,
oh no,
that was from the devil. That performance was just like completely, essentially really inappropriate.
It was
satanic, I guess. Because the guy had his shirt off. I don't know. and then
so Mark Driscoll said it was satanic.
Yeah. And so then the guy that runs the conference was like, Mark, not now, yells at him.
No.
Literally mid-sentence. Oh, and he's like, get off the stage. And he was like, so then he comes out. People are booing. We're not sure at
get
who.
Get out.
Yo.
It's
this
wild.
This is the best story ever.
I have a problem before any of that. Yeah. The fact that Mark Driscoll did what he did and has been outed like he was,
yeah,
and people still give him a microphone.
Yeah. Dude, who is inviting appalling. Him to men's conferences? Like, what is wrong with, honestly, the leader of the conference, while I am applauding him for kicking him off the stage, why did you invite
it's your
Mark
fault
Driscoll?
For having him there in the first yeah. place.
Right.
You knew he this was man, a loose cannon.
Not only that, this guy is horrible.
Yeah.
He is a horrible person. Yeah. And you're still giving him a microphone?
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is.
He doesn't. Oof.
That is crazy.
That is
crazy.
Wild.
Crazy. So, yeah.
So did he leave? Was there a fight?
No,
what
he was like, I received that. I'm leaving.
I received that.
He's respectful, that. I guess.
Yikes.
Maybe he's working on it.
And then yeah.
he's working on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the dude comes out. He's like, I love Mark, but if he wanted to say that, he could have said that to me backstage. This is like completely out of line, totally inappropriate. And the room's going nuts. Everyone's booing. And we're not sure if it's at the dude that owns the conference or at Mark Driscoll.
Right. Because I almost feel like it's at the guy with the conference, because once he was talking, wouldn't they be cheering for him?
Right. So bizarre, but
bizarre.
So are men's conferences.
Where was this? Like in Texas or something?
In Texas.
Maybe they sang that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that was like the hymn that they began with. It could be special music or it could be corporate worship. You know what I mean?
It could be.
I want to know why he was like appalled at it. I mean, have you heard the things
offensive?
That Mark has said or done?
So right.
I don't understand.
And he's like, okay.
And literally was like, I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning praying for this conference. I guess it was the day before that the act happened, a multiple day conference. And he's like, I was up all morning praying because the spirit of Satan or whatever is over this conference and displayed in that act. I was like,
Mark.
The spirit of Satan is over it because Mark is there.
You are our moral compass. Gee whiz. If people don't have any idea what we're talking about, just listen to the Rise and Fall of Mars Hill podcast.
I almost went back to listen to that. I think I'm going to go back and re-listen to it.
Why would you want to fire yourself up?
It actually, in a weird way, that podcast doesn't fire me up. It brings me peace.
Oh, I love that.
Because there's a sense of like, wow.
Yeah.
This can't, like, there can be justice.
Totally. No, yeah.
This can work.
Yeah.
Until 10 years later when people give him a microphone again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So not so much
when
justice.
Everyone stopped caring.
Wow.
That is, I can't wait. So I'm actually watching clips of it.
There's
a dude with a sword down his throat, like climbing a pole.
Yeah.
Why is that satanic? It's just like entertainment.
I'm going to have to go.
Has to say something about it. It was like a reference to a stripper pole or something.
It's a men's conference. It's a bunch of dudes.
Whatever.
It's not like they had a chick climbing up the thing.
Could you imagine?
That they would have been okay with, actually.
Yeah. Then he wouldn't have said anything. Yeah.
Women are in their place.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness. Dude. Oh my goodness.
Maybe
wow.
This is wrong that we're saying all of this.
I don't really care.
Anyway,
what?
That note.
Is that it? Going out on that?
Ending on that. A table topic.
No,
quick.
I got one. We went to Colorado and we went back to Casa Bonita.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How was
so
it?
So the South Park guys purchased it.
Right.
Explain what it is, Scott.
Oh, yes. So if you've never
seen South Park,
I don't know. There's an episode about it on South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's a big deal on South Park.
Matthew knows South Park.
Casa Bonita is this really weird place in Colorado where it's like a restaurant experience exhibit. Like, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. They have cliff divers in the building jumping off cliffs into a pool. They have like gorilla suits running around scaring children.
Just suits? Nobody in them?
Nobody in them. Yeah. It's just gorilla
suits. There's a lot of voodoo going on.
There's like a puppet show and then like a scary cave and like it's weird. It's this
weird
eclectic
place.
Little collection.
With delicious
but it's
Mexican
fascinating
food,
and it's,
JK.
It's
sopapillas.
Yeah, it's the Colorado like staple. Yes. Like for I don't know. I think it's been there since like the '60s or seventies.
And South Park had a whole episode about it.
Because only people from Colorado know what it is.
Only Coloradans know what it is. But if you've ever visited somebody in Colorado, they've taken you there.
Right.
It's like when somebody visits, you take them skiing, go to Casa Bonita. Yeah. So it's this weird, like whatever, Colorado has a love for it. So anyway, it's gone downhill over the years, but the guys from South Park bought it and they've renovated it.
Oh,
but they spent like a year.
They kept all the workers on and paid them through the entire renovation process, even though they weren't working. Like the cooks.
Could you believe that?
They're paying them.
I actually love those dudes.
Yeah, they gave them like, because a lot of them are, you know, Spanish speaking. So they gave them like English lessons throughout that time. They did all this stuff for them. And they renovated it where they did such a good job though, because they kept the original appeal of it. They didn't change a lot of things, but they did update it a little bit and they just cleaned it.
It
just feels fresh.
It feels fresh and clean.
Wasn't their whole motto, change nothing, improve everything. Something like that.
I didn't hear that, but yeah.
I said something like that. Like, so they were like, we're not changing it.
Yes.
We're just improving the things.
I like the South Park guys.
Yeah. So it's like, we got to go when you guys come back.
I would love to.
Yeah. It's,
so Scott went with the girls. I didn't go.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
And it was, but they loved it, especially Emerson. She keeps talking.
Was that their first time there?
Yes.
Casa Bonita. Oh, has Jace gone before? I don't know, but she wouldn't remember. Yeah, it was. They loved it. It was fantastic. It's beautiful. So.
Wow!
I want to go back.
We got to go back. But
I want to go back.
Yeah.
Do you?
Let's do it.
To Casa Bonita?
Well, to Colorado.
Oh,
Do you?
Yeah.
Casa Bonita too.
Oh man!
All of it.
You know what I want to do? I want you guys to come out in the summer one time, and we go to Winter Park and do the alpine slides again.
Those looked fun.
Those were so fun. That was one of the most fun days ever. A fun day.
Caitlin said to me one time, she said, you know, I think one of my favorite vacations ever was when we went to Winter Park and did that in the summer, which is funny because
I know
you think of Winter Park as skiing and whatever. So
I'm a mountains person in the summer. I mean, I like it in the winter. I don't mind it. But like Scott and I did our baby moon when I was pregnant with Jace. We went up to Aspen in the summer. You can stay at a resort for like cheap. We like laid at the pool. We went on hikes. We went to the Maroon Bells. Very famous
sounds
hike.
Nice.
Very, very famous. It's like one of the most photographed somethings.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about it. The Maroon Bells.
So you like to hike?
I like to hike and walk and sit by a pool and sit outside and have dinner and walk around in the shops.
That's what I like.
I love to do that.
We don't like to tell people
to the
this.
Shops.
In Colorado,
the shops. Just the shops part is what you like, though.
The shops.
I try to keep this a secret, but I'm going to say it's one of the best summer vacations you can do because in the mountains, it's like like a little bit cooler.
Yeah, it's not hot. Yeah,
it's cheaper. Yeah. There's tons
you just
to do.
Really
it's
have
beautiful.
To wear sunscreen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're 1 inch from the sun, but it doesn't feel that hot.
Wear your glow screen.
Glow screen.
Lotion.
Oh, is that what I use? Oh no, yeah,
lotion?
I'm using glow screen. No, you're right.
Yeah, glow screen.
Glow screen from
everything has a weird
up with the beauty names?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, everybody, relax.
You know what?
Beauty products. All right. Well, this
products.
Has been very, very delightful. Just love you guys.
Love
so much.
You.
Love everyone.
Aww.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a great
Bye.
Night.
Love, 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 love.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CaitlinElliott.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you want to toss us a 5-star rating, I would love you forever. Check us out next week for another new episode. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at so.what.else. Editing and all that stuff by Matt Carpenter with Parable Productions.